This is Read Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of the first. Parties intensify activities in province number 2, considering upcoming third phase local election. Chair of Public Account Committee in Legislature Parliament stresses on ending policy-level corruption. And Saheed Khakan Abbasi becomes new Pakistani Prime Minister. Now news in detail. Political parties have intensified their activities in province number 2 as a part of third phase local election campaign. Speaking at an election publicity program in Janakpur Dham yesterday, Nepali Congress leader Bimalendra Nidhi said Nepali Congress has taken initiation to amend constitution, forging consensus among all political parties. Addressing the poll publicity special gathering organized by Nepali Congress Central Publicity Coordination Subcommittee, leader Nidhi said that his party should take the civic poll schedule for coming September 18th as a do or die. He further said Nepali Congress should set the target to win 100 seats in province number 2. The gathering was also addressed by Nepali Congress Publicity Department Head Ramesh Lekhak, leader Ananda Prasad Dhungana and Mahendra Yadav. The leaders voiced that there is a need of discussion on whether to head the constitution amendment only ensuring two-third majority or test it without required majority in the parliament. Similarly, considering the upcoming third phase local election, CPN-UML has also assigned central leadership with various responsibilities. Besides, CPN-UML Standing Committee is meeting today at 8 a.m. to discuss about the province number 2 local election scheduled for coming September 18th. Finance Minister Ganendra Bahadur Karki has said that country's political movement has come to an end after the promulgation of Federal Democratic Republic Constitution, a dream of the Nepalese Harvard since 2007 PS. At a program organized in the capital yesterday by Bhojpur Shiva Samaj, Minister Karki also said that the current government under the Nepali Congress leadership is committed to uplifting the country's economy and make the nation prosperous by maintaining political stability. The finance minister also added that the country can be made prosperous through the use of water resources, agriculture and tourism. The second phase of talks between the government side and Dr. Govind Kesi's team ended inconclusively. Senior orthopedic surgeon at the Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, Professor Dr. Govinda Kesi is on a fast and to death demanding overall reforms in the medical sector and fulfillment of the agreement that the government signed with him in the past. The second round talks held at the Ministry of Education yesterday failed as both sides could not concur on the medical education bill that is under consideration in Parliament. Coordinator of the government talk team, Education Secretary Santa Bahadur Shrestha, said that since reforms in the medical education is the primary demand of Dr. Kesi, initiatives are underway to facilitate on this matter at the level of Prime Minister, the Education Minister and the Health Minister, as the demand cannot be addressed at their level alone. Dr. Avisek Raj Singh, a member of Dr. Kesi's team, said that the talks could not make a headway after the government side stated that the main agenda of the talks was beyond their jurisdiction. Meanwhile, a rally was organized at Maithikar Mandala yesterday expressing solidarity to Dr. Kesi's demand. The Bibek Silsaza Party doctors, employees, civic society representative and members of the general public took part in the rally. This is Dr. Kesi's 11th fast on to death demanding an end to aberration and anomalies prevailing in the medical sector of the country. His major demand for this time test figures the earliest endorsement of Medical Education Act from the Parliament. Minister for Culture and Tourism and Civil Aviation Jitendra Narayan Dev has insisted that the government will bring special plan and programs for the promotion of the art and culture of the Rai Madhes region. Speaking in a felicitation program organized by the Maithili Cine Sansar, a film magazine at the Madhes Media House in the capital yesterday, Minister Dev stated that the state should respect the art and culture of the Rai Madhes. He also urged the artists to submit a proposal at the ministry for promoting and highlighting the art and culture of the Rai Madhes region. Parliamentary Public Account Committee President Dr. Drona Prasad Upadhyay said the corruption and irregularities emerged out from the government policies and program. At an orientation program ordered with media organized by Office of Auditor General at Dhulikhel, he asserted the policy and programs do not certify any vested interest. President Upadhyay argued that the budget itself was the impediment to Tower government's capital spending, while accusing the government of committing irregularities in the name of popularity. Auditor General Tankamani Sharma said that Office of Auditor General has come up with the proposition to ban transfer and promotion of employees without internal auditing. He highlighted the need of auditing to make the institution publicly accountable and responsible. This news comes to you from Breed Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक.
100 रुपैयामा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा.
ओहो, कति सस्तो! 200 रुपैयामा त 850 MB. साच्चै सस्तो.
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ. 300 रुपैयामा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस्, इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्.
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस्, लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा.
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415.
Welcome back, and now the remaining news. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh has said the party was restricted to the second position in the local level election as it failed to function as per the party's statute and effectively as well. Addressing a program organized by the party's sister organization, Nepal Tarun Dal, Kathmandu, in honor of the recently elected local people's representative in Kathmandu and party's Kathmandu-based leaders who are in Council of Minister yesterday, he said party's sister organizations too failed to work as per their statutes. International Tiger Day 2017 was observed across the country yesterday. On the occasion, various programs including awareness rallies were organized in Chitwan. Nepal's aim to double the existing number of tigers by 2022 is in the way of reality as its number has increased to 198 from 120 just within 3 years since the plan was made. The number of tigers may go higher as the count was carried out in 2013. The then Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal at the International Conference of Tiger Conservation held in 2010 in Russia had committed to doubling the then 120 number of tiger in Nepal by 2022. The Department of National Park and Wildlife Conservation estimates that number of tigers has increased in national parks and reserves. The Project Implementation Directorate Kathmandu Pratyeka Khanepane Limited has said that 88% trench dug up in course of installation of water pipes under Melamsi Water Supply Project have been filled up. It may be noted that Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba on July 16th directed the directorate to fill up such ditches within the next 15 days. His direction followed the death of a schoolgirl after accidentally falling inside a pit turned invisible on the waterlogged road in Nepal Tar. Though the directorate had worked with a goal of finishing the work within the deadline, monsoon barred it from working in full swing, according to project director Thiris Prasad Khatri. Now some 12% work in Lazimpat, Maharajganj, Ratapul Gosala and Chav Hill Chuchipati areas are left to be complete. If the weather permits, the directorate has planned to temporarily blacktop the repaired road section within the next 2 days. A meeting held between the border security forces of Nepal and China ended yesterday with an agreement to beef up security and surveillance along Nepal-China border in Rasuwa district. The meeting that was held at the district administration office Rasuwa agreed to intensify border security checks to prevent the cross-border illegal affairs, including smuggling of drugs, wildlife parts and gold. Likewise, the meeting decided to exchange mutual information. Rasuwa's Chief District Officer Chomendra Neupane and China's Jilong Country Colonel Gao Hui Hai led the respective sides in the meeting, in which the Chinese side expressed its concern over the possibility of anti-China activities from Nepal territory. In response, Nepali side expressing commitment to the One China policy pledged to take all the necessary measures to avoid such possibilities. As for the request put forth by Chief District Officer Neupane for a one-day pass system for facilitation of the trade between two countries, China's Jilong Country Colonel Gao answered in affirmative, provided the both countries agreed to it at the national level. An abducted non-gazetted officer of Mahottari Land Registration Office Ramji Rai has been freed unharmed. On Thursday, Mr. Rai was heading to home in Sarlahi from his office when a gang of people abducted him and took him to Indian territory. The kidnappers had asked for 2.8 million rupees from him as a bail amount after being taken to Sitamani of India. Later, when they came to give a letter to Mr. Rai's Adam, Mr. Raya's wife agreeing on 1 million ransom, the police arrested Birendra Thakur and rescued Raya from Sitamari with the help of Indian police. The police said Birendra Thakur, a teacher by profession, got his close friend Raya abducted in promise of financial gain. This news comes to you from Read Nepal Now and some international news. The brother of ousted Pakistani leader Nawaz Sharif has been lined up to take over as Prime Minister. The ruling Pakistani Muslim League Nawaz anointed Shahbaz Sharif, but he will first have to be elected to the National Assembly. Former Petroleum Minister Saeed Khaqan Abbasi will serve as interim Prime Minister. Nawaz Sharif stepped down on Friday following a decision by Supreme Court to disqualify him from office over corruption allegation. Sri Lanka has signed a $1.1 billion deal with China for the control and development of the southern deep-sea port of Hambantota. The deal had been delayed by the several months over concerns that the port could be used by Chinese military. The government has given assurances that China will run only commercial operations from the port on the main shipping route between Asia and Europe. Sri Lanka's government says money from the deal will help repay foreign loans. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the western region and at some places of eastern and central region. Kathmandu's weather report. Maximum temperature 29 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 20.4 degrees Celsius, relative humidity 100% and average rainfall 59 millimetre. Before the end of the news, let's have the reminder of the headlines once more. Parties intensify activities in province number 2 considering upcoming third phase local election. Chair of Public Account Committee in Legislature Parliament stresses on ending policy-level corruption, and Saheed Khaqan Abbasi becomes new Pakistani Prime Minister. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 2 p.m. Stay tuned and have a good day.